This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. It states the reason he gave for refusing to join a church. When any church will inscribe over its altar, as its sole qualification for membership, the Savior's condensed statement of the substance of both law and gospel, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and thy neighbor as thyself," that church will I join with all my heart and all my soul. If a church took those words of Jesus as its Savior and asked its members only if they believed in them, then that would be a church he would join. Love of God, neighbor, and self was the Trinity he believed in. Dogma, ritual, and creeds that ruled out universal salvation, those were barriers for him. But this program is not about the religious life of Lincoln, it is about the spiritual life of Lincoln. And the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln has been a mystery. Not because it was not there, but because we didn't know how to find it. It was like a treasure buried in a field. But who had the map, and where was the dark inked X? We who care about this program called Quiet Fire are among the almost chosen few who recognize Lincoln's spiritual life, but we are not sure how we came to this quest. Now, strangely enough, the map and compass for discovering the spiritual life of Lincoln did not exist in his time. Even he would not have called it his spiritual life. His most capable early observer, Walt Whitman, said it would be a long and spacious time before he would really be known. Whitman himself had at least identified Lincoln's spirit. He called it his religious nature. Whitman had said it was ample, deep-rooted, lofty, and superlative. Whitman had started to unfold the map of Lincoln's spiritual life. Another poet, the modern poet Robert Lowell, helped greatly with the discovery of the map and the X when he located Lincoln's spiritual life within the Christian tradition, but not in any church's Christianity. Of the Gettysburg Address, Robert Lowell wrote, "It was a Christian message that did not belong to Christianity." To him, the Gettysburg Address proved Lincoln's own point about a divide between Christianity and Christ. Now, about the time when Lincoln was becoming a congressman from Illinois in 1848, there was a theologian, a map maker, we could say, over in Denmark, who was separating Christian from Christianity. He was a funny-looking little slip of a man with tall hair and a crooked back, and he wrote scathingly about the modern official church in his native Denmark. He was also as melancholy as Lincoln. Fiercely, he turned his pen and quill to attacking the church as a formal fraud of the very treasures it had been given. Lincoln certainly never heard of this man, Soren Kierkegaard, but he lived in the same era of religious redefinition and had much the same kind of spiritual journey. It was the journey inward. That was where spiritual truth and life were buried, in the subjective, individual life, not the objective life found in the state church or big philosophical ideas, but in a personal, intimate, inward life. That is the map we now use to find and define the spiritual life of Lincoln. The map to the inner life is not the same as psychology because it has to do with just the spiritual, what we call the sacred, not with brains and cognition per se, or even the mind-body. Spiritual life is also not the same as emotions because it has to do with truths and commitments, as well as feelings. It is not the same as ethics either, because it has to do with a higher loyalty than even the good, or the law. It has to do with that very term that Lincoln came finally to use. It has to do with the living God. It was God, as he had come to know him in his private meditation on the divine will, an essay he wrote for himself. Of course, Lincoln's inner life came roaring out into national life. The X spot he put on the map of America. Our inner life, too, can go there, and we would be honored to, like Lincoln, down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.